Hello out there, all of you reasoned opinions and objective conclusions. Your physical or digital radio antennas have somehow tuned themselves to 95.7 on the FM dial, and you're hereby receiving the low-power, community-curated audio stylings of KDRT in Davis, California. And if you've heard my voice on this station before, then you already know what you're in for. 30 minutes of quiet, then loud indie rock tunes in a home-recorded package that the cool kids refer to as a constant grin. Also the uncool kids and the adults. Brand new episodes are transmitted every Friday afternoon at 2 p.m., with weekend evening replays and podcasts available whenever you care to access them. We won't judge you. All right, maybe a little bit, at kdrt.org. I'm going to kick off this week's show with a song from the early 90s, because why not? It's over 30 years old now, but I wasn't listening to it back then, which somehow makes me feel more young. This one's by Swirlies. It's called Tree Chopped Down.
Offices, and I said, why is the entrance to the new mega mall so separated from the street or elevated at all when the sidewalk two blocks down is full of SEPTA transfers. And this is not rhetorical. Why are your zoning meetings open to all when you just cut us all off from the good stuff? Like 100 other towns and 1,000 other cities. Cash, 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 cash. Cash, 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 cash. Cash, 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 give it up. Cash, 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 cash. Cash, give it up. Cash, cash, give it up. Bad news. We blocked the route of your trucker friends as they try to bring concrete for your dumb roads. Will repurpose them. How can you call this a development when the only thing that's going up is my rent and a pile of rebar slabs to stack your money? Anyway, why is the entrance to the grocery store in the parking garage on the highest floor? I know I asked you once and I'll keep asking until you admit it was a cash grab. Thank you.
block the ugly things out. We look for all the beauty in life. Yeah, and sometimes that means smiling when they spit in your eyes. And still I'm over the moon. I'm a better man when seen through your eyes. The cars come by, they screw up the track. It seems there's always clutter.
Listening to A Constant Grin here on 95.7 FM KDRT Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. The song I just played for you was by Work Clothes. That song was called Over the Moon. In terms of internet search results, they're a pretty obscure band. I believe they were a duo from the Chapel Hill, North Carolina area, but Google only wants to tell me about workwear for men and women. That song is from what I believe is their only full-length release. It came out in 2005 and was titled These Are the Shoes We Wear. Before that, I played a song by Meow Meow. That song was called Disaffected. They were a short-lived band from the Los Angeles area who mixed sunshiny pop anthems with some slower, more somber tracks laced with some experimental noises. And like Work Clothes, their music is difficult to Google, in part because of a modern cabaret performer from Australia who uses the same name. Weirdly enough, she even performed at the Mondavi Center here in Davis last year. But I digress significantly. Disaffected is from the Meow Meow album Snow Gas Bones, which released in 2004. Before that one, I played a song by Emperor X. That one was called An Objection to the Location of the Girard Avenue ACME for SEPTA and PRA. And that song is off his EP released just last year, titled Suggested Improvements to Transportation Infrastructure in the Northeast Corridor. So each song on the EP is lyrically connected to a different public infrastructure issue facing one of the six cities he visited while on his tour. So that should give you an idea of the type of music Emperor X creates. He's been releasing albums for over 20 years now. And I began the whole thing with a song by Swirlies. That one was called Tree Chopped Down. They're a band who formed in Boston in the early 90s. That song is from their very first album, released in 1993. It was called Blonder Tongue Audio Baton. AllMusic calls Swirlies an experimental noise pop band who are regarded as one of America's most popular and creative shoegaze groups, while also calling the album a mainstay of early 90s indie music and placing it at number 11 on the list of best shoegaze albums of all time. The band still seems to exist a little bit today, but they perform and release music very infrequently. So returning to the music portion of the program now, this next set is comprised entirely of songs from CDs that I recently rescued from a 99-cent bin in Modesto, true story. And I think it speaks to both the thrills and dangers of purchasing music you're not entirely familiar with, depending, of course, on what you think of the songs you're about to hear. I'm starting it off with a track by Biula, who have appeared on the show before. This one is called Popular Mechanics for Lovers.
Off your feet, you're so bitter, you think he's sweet. Well, he's wrong for you, I swear. Did you forget to read the script? There was never a role for him. It was always you and me, just me.
Thank you. sky. It was to see in the starlight divine. We floated down and we flew around.
This is K-Dirt and Davis Low Power Community Radio 95.7 FM. The show's called A Constant Grin. And the song I just played for you was by Erase Errata. That one was called Retreat the Most Familiar. They were a band from San Francisco who made experimental and noisy songs of the punk and new wave varieties. That song is from their 2003 album At Crystal Palace, which All Music describes as flirting with order and chaos. Prior to that, I played a song by the Plastic Constellations. That one was called Floated Down and Flew Around. They were from Minneapolis. They were described once again by our friends at All Music as making neo-art punk. That song is from their final album, Reappreciate You, from 2008, which had more melodies and pop elements compared to previous releases, which were described as having a penchant for juddery start-stop rhythms and a total disregard for anything resembling a hook. Once again from All Music. And I began the set with a song by Beulah. That one was called Popular Mechanics for Lovers. They were an indie pop band from San Francisco. Yet again, they added some orchestral and noisy elements to their pop hooks, that specific ones from their 2001 album titled The Coast Is Never Clear. And we're rapidly approaching the end of another program now, but I'm going to leave you with one more song because it's my customary duty. This one is by a band called Warm in the Wake. They're a band from Atlanta who had a lush, cosmic, folky terrain that had both a psychedelic swirl and the rootsiness of alternative country. Once again, credit to AllMusic, obviously, at least for this week, my go-to source for indie rock radio quotes. This song is from a 2007 EP called Gold Dust Trail. This song's by Warm in the Wake. It's called Skeleton Friend.